My side, the shiur is being sponsored by the family of Rabbi Shlomo Gross, Olav Shalom, the Nishmas of Shlomo Yehuda, Ben Avni Yaakov, Olav Shalom, Chof Beis Adar, Monday. Thank the Rashi for coming in all the way from Lakewood tonight.
Tfach, Rabbi Sai. Thank you for having me again. It's something that I look forward to immensely. It's a privilege and a pleasure to spend the time with you. Just the way it seems this has evolved, for me at least, I look forward to and enjoy the give and take. I would ask you to give me the leeway, though. If someone has something that's topical, that's directly involved, I'd like to spend the time working it out together. And if something is somewhat ancillary, maybe we'll save it to discuss afterwards in deference to the larger group. The shiur that I share with you tonight is rooted in a shiur that was given by the receiver or Rav Yisrael Neumann in Beis Medrash Gevoya in Lakewood. It's developed from his shiur. I've added some insights perhaps of my own, but generally the yesoidus are his, and it's based on a shiur that he gave. Interestingly, as I was preparing this, my brother-in-law, Reb Zion Jena, in Lakewood, came over to me on Purim and asked me a question. Little did he know that this was a sugya that I had spent a long time on in recent weeks. And he said to me, you know, how is it possible that you can give matanas lev yoinim b'matana al manas lahachzer? I looked at him, I was quite startled. I mean, we have a Gemara here that you've all learned in the daf. The Gemara says, Milsa agavurche kamashmalon matana al manas lahachzer shma matana. He showed me the Be'er Halacha brings a Prima Gadam, and the Prima Gadam says he has a suffix that a person could walk over to an ani and give them a matana al manas lahachzer, and the Prima Gadam says he's yoytzi matanas lev yoinim. He's not sure, but he's mistapik after he's yoytzi. I'm not quite sure what the case is. If you go through the variables in matana al manas lahachzer, sometimes, and according to some Rishonim, what it means is if I'm going to give someone something that it's obvious that I intend for them to consume, let's say food, then the al manas lahachzer would be money, or a reciprocation of food of equal or similar value. In other cases, like an esrog, where I don't want you to consume it, then it would be more likely you have to give it back. I'm not sure what the Prima Gadam means. I mean, you're going to give the ani a dollar and say, give it right back right now. I don't think that's what he means. He probably means you give him a roll, or maybe you give him a dollar till tomorrow, and he pays it back tomorrow. But no matter how you slice it, it's shocking to suggest that you could be mekayim what seems to be a mitzvah of tzedakah, putting strings attached that the ani at the end of the day seems to take home no monetary value. I mean, I was shocked.
But matanas lev yoinim, it doesn't mean that's not a din in tzedakah. It's a din in matana. So if it has a shem matana, it doesn't matter.
I hear you, and I would concede no that.
Because
let's say
the Prima Gadam would be maida that it's not not yaitz tzedakah.
Yeah, but more but
matana yaitz.
But let me ask you a question. I'm agreeing with you that the lundus lechera is like you say, but I'm trying to understand something. The Mashal talks about shleich manas. You go busser the reasoning. You're trying to make him happy. But Shabur says, for sure, Shalach Manas is not Yaitzi, because you're supposed to establish goodwill.
But it said, Matanas Lev Yoinim said, you're not Yaitzi with tzedakah money. Any extra money, extra, besides what the specific Matanas Lev Yoinim, that can be counted to a tzedakah.
Okay.
You cannot be Yaitzi with Matanas Lev Yoinim.
So Leitz is not tzedakah, but so you're agreeing with Reb Chesky. Again, so, and I'm agreeing with you that technically I hear it, but I'm just trying to understand something. The Torah, the Rabbanan, they were trying to establish some goodwill. I mean, if the Mishabura uses the goodwill theory to say you're zicher not yotze shalach manas because you need the goodwill, then don't call it tzedakah. But it just doesn't resonate so well with me if he has no hanah. You simply, you know, the Mishabura, when he brings it down, it's coming off, and the Prima Gadam also, they're coming off of the Gemara. It's, what are two poor people, what do? So he says they should switch their sudas. Switch their money. He'll give him a dollar, he'll give him a dollar. What choice do they have? So like you say, it was a matana, but at least over there, he'll give him a lox and cream cheese sandwich, and he'll give him a tuna sandwich. He did at least get something. You're right, he had to pay for it, but he got it. But to suggest that I could do a token ceremonial act, I hear the lumdus, and maybe that's the answer, but perhaps there's another answer, the sugi, that will add to that. But in general, I would agree with you that I'm forced to say something along those lines.
Let's look briefly at the... go ahead. What do you mean? Right.
So it gives them a little more. And it says, return the difference.
Okay, I mean, that I could hear that. That l'chayr wouldn't be such a chiddush. Why? Let's say I share with him something, I let him use it or eat. Take as much of this cake as you'd like and give me the rest back. I don't have a problem with that, as long as he was nanda. But it seems like what Rebbechatsky is saying, he's got to give the whole thing back. I mean, it's hard to swallow. The Gemara here, but more visibly in Kiddushin, seems to entertain that matana al nas l'chayr is not a matana. And then the Gemara comes back with a conclusion that it is a matana. That's a back and forth. The Gemara here just says, kamash malon, meaning, I might think it's not, but it is. The Gemara in Kiddushin actually opens, Amar Rav, Ahelech monazu, Amanas shachzirei li, Bemecher leikana, Beisha ena begadashas, Bepidin aben ein benoi padli, Betruma is yatzadei nesina, because it's loy shmei matana. And then the Gemara goes back and forth and says, no, lemaisa, it is shmei matana. But let's try to analyze for a few moments, what exactly is the issue? Upon what fulcrum does this Shmei Matana rotate? Why would it not be, and why would it be? I mean, one thing that's l'chaira obvious is, let's step back a moment and say, is the nidain in Shmei Matana the verb or the noun? Are we trying to assess, was a gift given? As in the action, I have to give someone a matana. It's a matana. I handed it. Is that considered handing? I'll illustrate. Let's say I tell the ani he could pick it up off of the table. I don't hand it to him. If the mitzvah would be in the act of giving, I could hear. Maybe I've got to physically give. Is that the issue with matana al nas l'chayr? Is it considered the verb of giving, or rather is the issue the noun, the result? Is he called the owner? Have I actually relinquished? I say, if I'm an Indian giver and I give you this almanas, you give it back. Well, are you the owner or am I the owner? Have I relinquished the ownership? Is that the issue? And simply put, and I forgot to give this introduction that I often give, all of these issues are issues, and I'm the last person to say something conclusive about any of them. I'm just theorizing as we go through and choosing, not randomly, but conveniently, those that seem more likely. It seems obvious from the Gemara in Kiddushin and the Gemara here that the nidain is not the gift as giving in terms of the verb. Because by esrog, you don't have to give anyone an esrog. You just have to own the esrog. The topic of Shmei Matana is, does Professor Zeigler own the object? Not did I act as a giver in giving it. Obviously, if he owns it and I used to own it, it's because I gave it. But the question is, by giving something with strings attached, is he the owner or am I still the owner? That's the nidain. Now, within this nidain, I would clarify the following hakira. What exactly do we know and what are we in doubt about? I see two possibilities. If I were to hand my card to the professor and say, Ahelech business card zu al menasher taxi reyuli. So, if it's lav shmei matana, I might say, the issue is in the madrega that's needed for bailus. Let's say on a scale from 1 to 10, if someone has actually no ownership, but a little bit of schusim, we'll call him a 1, and the professor in his necktie, that's a 10. He owns it outright. No one can take it. No one has any rights to it. It's his. So let's say that, let's posit that the Gemara always knew that a matana al nas l'chayr is a 6. That's what it is. It's not really a 1. It's not nothing. It's not like he could just look at it or touch it. It's not fully his because he has to give it back. So the known entity was what degree of bailus it is. The fulcrum upon which rotates the havi mina maskana is what constitutes bailus. Is bailus, do you need a 10 for bailus? Maybe a 4.5? Do you need a 7? 7.3? So the havi mina was a 6 is not going to cut it. And the maskana is, 6 is also called bailus. But we knew all along exactly how to calibrate the degree of ownership in such a matana. That's one way of looking at the Gemara. And an alternative would be that really we know you need a 10. It's either the necktie or it's nothing. To be a bailin, you got to own it, and that's total. Or maybe a 9, whatever you want to pick. We know the need. We just don't know how to gauge the bailus in a matana b'las achzer. We're looking at it two different. On one hand, I gave it up. He made a kinyan. On the other hand, he's got to give it back. So something's wrong. So we're trying to figure out if the criteria is 8.75. That's the number we've got to, the threshold we have to cross to be called a violent. Havamina matana las lahachzer is a 6. Maskana, it's a 9.2. So really, the known entity was the threshold, and the unknown was the value of what the achievement, the noun, of a matana of zahachzer achieves. So those are my two possibilities. Let's look for a moment and find what might be an expression of this suffix in a Be'er Halacha and Hilchas Lulav.
Maybe
yes, sir?
Maybe ownership is a function of time. If I own something for 100 years, that's real ownership. Own something for a second, it's not ownership.
That's a 2.
He has to own it long enough so that he could be the kind of mitzvah lula. As long as he owns it 100% for that period of time, as short as it is.
That's a fantastic idea, but let me ask you, in other words, are you creating a variable here that it depends on the object? Matana amnas lahachzer for esrig is 2 minutes, and for shalach manas is 15 minutes, and for kiddushin is 100 years. You may be right, but then what you've done is you've opened a tremendous Pandora's box, because now when the Gemara says Mecher, Pidyon, Aben, Truma, and Isha, the Gemara lumps them together. So now you're going to say that we have to gauge the nature of the gift. The Svar is compelling, but you'd have a hard time navigating the differentials as the Gemara uses different examples. So now, let's look at the Be'er Halachas like this. All of us know that if a man has a young child and the child doesn't have his own esrog, and let's say he hasn't done the mitzvah yet and it's the first day of Sukkot, you got a problem. So Mishavura says, you don't have a problem. Give it to him b'matana al nas lahachzer, and it's no problem. He's a katan, doesn't matter. He says, the tzois says you're yoytze, no problem. And the mesivus argues. B'matligi, they argue about whether the katan has to return the gift. Meaning, in matana amnas lahachzer, there are two ways of looking at it. And those two ways may actually parallel the two ways we're considering learning the sugya. In other words, I'm going to give my card matana lahachzer. I'll say for 5 minutes. Does Professor Ziegler have to hand it back, and do I have to be koined again? That way, if he would be a katan, and it's a first yant, if he simply can't do it, so I'm cooked. Or no, then we put the egg timer on and tick, 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 tick. As soon as it goes ding, it belongs to me wherever it is because I only gave it to him in a limited fashion. The Tzois says it does not need a Kenyan b'chazara. And the Nesiva says it does. So Mishabura says, Hagam et Shulchan Aruch, and the Paiskim, everyone knows, don't give it to a katan. But he says, backdoor answer, to be honest, you look at Be'er Halacha, like the Tzois, you have no problem at all. Just say the words, Matan HaMazahachzer, you're covered. You don't want to philosophize on that, so you give another etzah, but there is such a known extant opinion. Now let's go back to our Chakira.
What's shot in the Sivas? Why should you need a
Kinyan? Well, again, beautiful point. That's a Chayis Rishonim, and V'lermtman Matal Zahachzer. Let's use our Chakira to explain it, and we'll come to more detail. What did we say? Either the fulcrum upon which rotates the Havim Min Maskana is what need is there for Bilas? In other words, we know that Matan Zahachzer is a 6.3, but is that enough for Bialis or not? Okay, so if the Maskana is Shmei Matana, and Shmei Matana means that the 6.3 that we always knew it was is sufficient, so what we're dealing with really here is a Bialis Klusha. What it means is, you don't have to be the 100% Bialim to be called a Bialim. You can scooch out at a lower threshold. That's the Maskana of the Gemara. Aibazai, I could hear a Svara, that, you know what? I only gave it to him, as you expressed properly, a Kenyan Lizman. I gave it to him temporarily. I didn't give him a 10. I gave him a 6.3. The clock's going to tick. It's going to expire on its own. It will flip back to the default position of being mine without any Kenyan on either of our parts. And that's called, he's the Bialim. That's the Maskana. But if I go with the other side of the Chakira, that we were saying that really we know Bialim needs to be a, Bialim needs to be a 10. We don't know how to judge, how to gauge Matan HaZahachzer. Is it a 3, a 5, a 7? But if it's a 10, the Maskana is that it's a 10. So like any other gift, if it's going to transfer back from him to me, both of us are going to have to get our hands dirty and make a Kenyan. It's not going to happen by itself. So we could posit, and I'm not saying this is Mukhrach, but we could posit, we could suggest, that the machlokes tzoisa nesivas la lacha by a katan, the first ayantif, is totally and exactly as you said, whether it's possible by matan alves lahachzer to make a kinyan that's lizman, that expires just by the clock without any action. And that may be contingent on what the havamina maskana are. Do we need a full bialis and we're saying shmei matana, there is a full bialis? Or are we saying we've lowered the threshold, you don't need a full bialis, and as such it really is just a kinyan lizman, and therefore a katan could be yotze and it would flip back to me automatically? That's a suggestion.
He says the nesiva says the kinyan lizman?
The tzais. That's absolutely what he says. And forgive the printing mistake. We went over it several times. We're going to have to get the Atet on board next time and actually see the proofs. The tzais that's quoted here mentions it in passing in Sif Katan Tes, but the other Maramakam was above. In the earlier Sif Katan, he explains it at tremendous length, which we'll get to momentarily. But yes, that's the Chishlik tzais. I'm sorry?
It seems to be, if it's a sman, it's an indefinite sman. It doesn't say, there's nothing that says, okay,
but that's it. You make an excellent point. It was troubling me too. And it seems like from this Gemara in front of us, Rabbi Gamliel was sharing his Esrog. And Tosafos talks about the fact that we do look at the circumstance, as this gentleman mentioned earlier, in the context in which we're discussing it. Either the Gemara failed to give us the detail and there was a time mentioned, or says Tosafos, we know that Rabbi Gamliel wants that Esrog back because he needs it. So we'll have to go and interpret the expiration date according to the circumstance. But the Tzais in the Mishnah Brura are talking...
The Gemara never says a time limit on it.
Absolutely correct. Tanai b'nei gadim b'nei ruvein, says Tzais, the Gemara, b'shum makim ein medatik hashas b'lashoinai, l'haktim t'nai l'maisa t'nai kafal. Even though, says Tzais, every place in Shas, we mean it.
I know what you're talking about. That's something else. That has nothing to do with it. When it was said, it doesn't say Amanatha Hazu for in an hour. It says Amanatha Hazu, you have to give it back, eventually.
Do you find it less logical to suggest that the Gemara left out the detail of setting than the Gemara left out the detail of language? The Tzais is simply interpreting the Gemara as having omitted the detail of setting.
That's a pretty big
isn't Tanai Kafel in the way that you have to say it also a big detail?
No, those are two things. That's it talking about when the Gemara said tonight. It's not talking about the dinner tonight, Kavu. So it just says it. There's not makrid on that lashon to say.
Okay.
That's not here. It's talking about what the dinner of a matana amanakahazir is. If there's this big thing that it has to be usman, it should have said it. Should have said amanakahazir afashar. Why did they put that
I hear your point. I hear your point. I concede. I don't know how the Tzais will answer that. My best guess is it didn't bother him.
It doesn't bother him that it's an indefinite sman. That's the answer. It doesn't bother the Tzais an indefinite. It is indefinite.
But the Tzais says it flips back by itself. That's what Mishabur is saying. La lacha, you could use that esrog.
It's
Wednesday morning. You're handing the child the esrog. Amnas lahachzer, and you need it back at 8 o'clock for shul. And you're handing it to him. Mr. Bruce says, no problem, because it'll flip back to you automatically.
You
asked me when the time expires. I'm not sure. Either because whenever you're playing... I don't know. I don't know. I concede. It's nice to say it.
Again, maybe, like you say,
you're suggesting that Tzais wouldn't leave it to say the Gemara omitted the timing, perhaps, like I said, out of context. But you have a good point. I don't have the answer. Let's continue this discussion by analyzing briefly the stages of the Sugya and Kedushin. The Sugya and Kedushin says like this. Rava says, Heilach Esrog Zal V'nasach Zireili B'mecher L'kana V'ishenim G'dash Z'pinim B'nei B'nei Padi. But Truma is an exception. Let's leave the exceptions. Yomar says, Mikasava Rava. We have a Rava over here a few blocks later at the end of your week in the Daf. Rava says, Mefurish, if you give a Almanas L'Hachzer an Esrog, it works. So Mar says, you're right. Matana v'zachzer shmei matana. It works everywhere. Kedushin's an exception. Again, we'll leave the exceptions for another time. But the Tosfos has a kasha. Tosfos asks, what he asks over here, Tosfos asks in Kedushin, Tosfos says, on the words loyach ziroi loyatza, at the end of the Gemara, we're going shmei matana, that's a maskana. And the raya shmei matana is an esrog, if al-mahas v'zachzer works. And the end of the language of that member was, Rava said, the loyach ziroi, if the person we're dealing with an adult now, doesn't return the esrog loyatza, then it's the almanas makes the tanai kicks in, it destroys the nesina. If there was no nesina, it was not shalachem. The memela is not yotze. Frak Tosfos is not a tanai kofel. He wasn't kofel the tanai. If he wasn't kaful the Tanai, what's halacha of a Tanai? It's not kaful. Tanai batal umaisa kayam. That's halacha. And Hilchos Tanoim, if I make a Tanai, but I fail to make it correctly, that's what Tosfos is asking here too. If I fail to make it correctly, the maisa nesina obliges a maisa nesina, and the Tanai we disregard totally. We discard the Tanai. So Mamela says, Tosfos, why is loyach zero liyatzah? Let him be loyach zero. He wasn't a kind of Tanai. The Tanai wasn't properly expressed. It doesn't work with Hilchos Tanoim. Tanai batal maisa kayam. Tosfos kasha.
Isn't Almanas like
Nai Kafel? Excellent. The Rambam, the Tosfos doesn't hold like the Rambam. The Rambam would give that answer. The Almanas suffices to have Tanai Kafel. And the Ramban holds, we don't pass any need Tanai Kafel, so he won't be bothered by that either. But Tosfos all over Shas is. And the Achronim, the Gdoli Achronim, that's Rashi Yosef, the Chabad Shloima, the Hamachne, they ask a Kasha on Tosfos Kasha. Tosfos Teretz is not something that we have time for. But they have a question about the location of Tosfos' kasha. Again, the Gemara opens with the words, "Heilach manazu amanasha tetsi reyu li b'mecher lekana." A matana was a hachzer doesn't work. So they ask, why did Tosfos wait till loyachziru loyatza, the last line of the Gemara, to be bothered with the lack of meeting the conditions of Hilchos Tanoim? If we're dealing with matana was a hachzer, if that's a tanai, the very first line should be wrong. It says, Heilach manazu b'mecher lekana. I'm trying to buy Professor Ziegler's tie. And I'm going to give him this article as king and kesef. But I want this back. Says Tosfos should ask, what do you mean? That there's no tanai here. I really gave him the card. He could keep the card. I owned the tie. And the fact that he doesn't meet the conditions is immaterial because the way I expressed it, Heilach manazu amnas nechzerei, is not ketanai b'nei godem ne'ruven. It's not a tanai kafel. It's not tanai godem l'maisa. It doesn't meet the conditions. That is Tosfos. That is the question that the Gdol HaKohanim asked on the locale of Tosfos' question. So they answer one answer, which I'll spare time, I'll omit it, and come to the Tzais. The Tzais has a unique way of understanding what Matan Amas Lachzer is, and based on his Mahalach Hamechudeshes, he answers this question as well. The Tzais says that in his view, a matana of lahachzir has nothing to do with tanaim at all. It's not a tanaim. We're not trying to make it tanaim. It has nothing to do with tanaim. What we're trying to say is, he brings a case, let's say I give my card to Professor Ziegler, and I say, you can have it for 10 minutes, and then I want it to go to Reb Chesky over there. So you can own it for 10 minutes, you can ride on it, you can tear it up, you can burn it, but after 10 minutes, it goes to him. Says it, says that's what's happening over here. It's just the identity of the second recipient is the original owner. What I'm really doing is I'm handing my esrog and I'm saying in 10 minutes it's back to me automatically. Says it, says why does he use the words almanas? Because this is a zaytik problem. I'd love to discuss it again. My only enemy in this room is the second hand on the clock. The Tzoy says that the words Almanas are not the topic of the Gemara. There's another Tanai put in here for an ancillary reason that has absolutely nothing to do with the Nidon of the Gemara, and we'll leave that for another time. The Tzoy says, the Nidon here is Kinyan Lizman. As this gentleman said, the issue is not Matan of Sahasar, it's an issue of Kinyan Lizman. Is Kinyan Lizman sufficient to be called a Bailin? Or if the egg timer is going to click, 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 and run out on its own, you're not called the Bailim. So again, in our original issue that we cleared, this is the Tzais that Mishnah Berurah is bringing. I can give a katan an esrog the first day yontif. I haven't used it yet. I'll tell him, let's say I'll express verbally only for 5 minutes. 5 minutes later, it's going to automatically belong to me. We don't need any kinyanim. That's what the Tzais says. The Tzais, Oy bazoi, Tzais could not ask his question at the beginning of the Gemara. Again, the Gemara says, Heilach manazu, meaning you could keep this mana only for 5 minutes. So what should Tosfos ask? It's not a good Lashon Tanai. It's not B'nai Godem B'nai Ruvain. Who cares? It doesn't have to be a Tanai. The issue at stake is, if I give something for only 5 minutes, can I use that as Kinyan Kesef? The Havamina is, since it's only a 6.4 on the scale of Bilus, that's insufficient for Shmei Matana. The Maskana is, 6.4 is sufficient, even though it's a diminished Bilus, and it goes out, expires on its own. He's called the owner during those 5 minutes. It's sufficient for Esrog, sufficient for Kiddushin, Mecher, Pidyon HaBen, it's called Bailus. That's the way the Tzoyis learns the Sukkah.
Is it something like skiers, renting something?
It can't be. That's where it gets complicated, because a renter is not an owner. So we've got to start making divisions here between the two things.
Why is it when you rent a house?
In certain things, perhaps, yes. In a certain degree, yes. But lachem, you wouldn't be yotze. Mm-hmm. So for these dinim, I'm sorry?
If it's kinyanless man, why is it la yotze? It goes back to me.
La yotzeirei.
Why
like
the
lawyer?
It went back automatically.
Because Tzoyis holds that because of this ancillary reason, he did put in a Tanai. It wasn't the Nidan of the Gemara. But because there is a proper Tanai, and Tzoyis answers that even though the Gemara didn't say it, he was Koyful the Tanai. So this whole new deal of Kenyan Lizman is on a contingency. So if he fails to return the gift, you're asking a good question, and I'm sorry I didn't bring it out because I was abrogating that part. If the gentleman who receives it fails to give it back, then the entire process of Kinyan Lizman is Lamafreya never achieved. But otherwise you'd be right.
So two separate things.
Correct. Absolutely ancillary. Totally ancillary. That's why I'm leaving it out. That and the fact that I won't get to the end.
Even if Zeus is made that according to Maskan, it is a Tanai.
No. It's not a Tanai, it's a Kinyan Lizman. He also added a Tanai to it for a personal reason. He took a Kinyan Lizman, and then he made that Kinyan Lizman, which is the topic of the Gemara, Al Tanai that the guy give it back. That he actually not eat the esrik, peel it, juice it, throw it away, because by Kinyan Lizman he could. That's why I said, if he took my card and burned it, you'd never get it. Because I can't stipulate by Kinyan Lizman that it has to get to you, because it's really totally his for 5 minutes. So as a choice, so he put a Tanai Shalay Yichla. He said, if I don't end up getting it back, then it wasn't the Kinyan Lizman due in the first place. Because otherwise, what if the kid juices the esrik? You're cooked. So the Tzoyis says that's why the Almanas is in the Gemara, but it's not a topic of the Gemara. Now, on this Tzoyis, there are three visible kashas. Number one, when the Gemara says you're Yotze, the mitzvah of Nesinas Truma. Nesinas Truma, the way Rabbi Aaron Cutler explains it is like this. If you're a Kayan, you own the Truma. Not you personally, collectively it's Maman HaShevet. If I'm a Levi, I have to give you the Truma because it's yours. Now, I have a mitzvah, and I get to choose. I have taiva sana. It's not mamon lalacha. It's not worth much, but if I like you better than the other kayan, I like to give it to you. So if I give you a kinyan lizman, here's my truma, and in 5 minutes, it's back to me automatically. Very, very hard to understand how I'm mekayim the mitzvah of giving up what really is yours. Maybe I don't have to choose you. I could choose him. But whoever I choose, if I hand it to you and the gift expires, well, then what happens? Okay, now it's mine. But it's not mine, it's yours. My mitzvah is to render it, to relinquish it to its true owners. Does a salad kinyan lizman will work? That's question number one. Question number two is by kiddushin.
You need a kinyan for truma at all?
Seems like it. But I hear your question. Question number two is by kiddushin. By kiddushin, this is very interesting. If you go to Tiffany's, right, and let's say you're going to a wedding and your wife wants to wear a beautiful tennis bracelet and it costs $500,000. So I don't know how these things work, but I think for a good $25,000 you could probably rent it for the evening. Now, if I walked over to an Isha and I said, here's this tennis bracelet, I rented it from Tiffany's, you could take it to a wedding tonight, Hariyat Mekudeshes Li Bahana Zu, that, you know, I give you a $25,000 gift. There's no doubt in anyone's mind that that's a good kiddushin. I don't have to give her something to keep. I have to give her something of monetary value to keep, and a renting, and owning, and using, and borrowing. All kinds of things will work for that. So now, let's talk about why Matana V'Lahachzer shouldn't work by kiddushin. If I give it to her, let's say I give her a week. Matana V'Lahachzer, in a week you give it back. If it's an article of high value, and the rental on it costs good money, it's at least a prutish, there's no doubt she's a mekudeshes. The issue of Tanz Lahasar by Kedushin is, in the Havamina of the Gemara, that the Achranim explained, at least in the Rambam, that you got to know what you're working with. If I really am trying to give her the article to own, then she's got to get it. If I tell her it's a rental, it's a borrow, it's a this, it's a that, it's the Hanah, that's fine. But if I tell her, hey, this tennis bracelet is yours, and Tiffany's calls up at 10 o'clock in the morning and says, then she's not Mekudeshes, because both of us have got to be on the same page about what the gift is. So if a matana amas lahatzir is loishme matana, meaning she thinks and I think and I'm trying to use the gift, and this is yours, honey, at least for an hour, but it's not really yours, that's why it's not mekudeshes. However, if the tzoyis is right, and obviously we're talking learning, tzoyis is always right, but more than one way is to see it, according to the tzoyis, then why shouldn't she be mekudeshes? She herself knows, and I know, that I'm only giving it to her for an evening. Because the whole idea of a Tosla Hachzer is only a time delayed automatically. Tiffany's doesn't have to come back. Tiffany's is going to repossess it without a Kenyan. So if that's the case, why is a Shema Kudeshes? Because it wasn't worth enough? That's a Shavar Pruta issue. That's not a Matanza Hachzer issue. So next time I want to be Bekash. If Tosla Hachzer, I better get a real bracelet, not a cheap imitation. What's the difference? Well, Tosla Hachzer should work for Kiddushin. Third question. According to the Tzais, and this seems to be bothering you, that's not what the Gemara says. The Gemara says that we're trying to discern what the din of a matana amas l'hachzer is. The Tzai says that the words amas l'hachzer, you can cut those off and leave them out. That's something totally different. If the guy didn't eat the esrig, you don't need those words. So the Gemara should have said, is kinyan l'zman a matana or not? That should have been the Gemara's verbiage. Why does the Gemara constantly use the refrain matana almanas l'hachzer if the Tanai is ancillary totally to the issue? These are three questions that are asked on the Tzai. Now let's take a new approach. Let's look at the Chem de Shloima. The Chem de Shloima has a revolution in the sugya, and he says a fascinating thing. He says that a matana al manas lahachzir has two distinct parts. The first one is heilach manazu, you're giving a gift. The second thing is you're being an Indian giver, al manas retachzir reili. Says the Chem de Shloima, we look at the entire package, and aggregate, what we see in front of us is a man. And in Arabic, the Sfaradim would say, who's a makud. A makud is there's some kind of kugel that they flip like pancakes. You get a very wishy-washy situation going on over here. I'm trying to be generous, I'm trying to give a gift, and I'm pulling it back. Says the Chem de Shloima, that's a chazara from the Nesina. The first words indicate a full-fledged gift. The next words indicate that I'm really not going to expect to take it home in my pocket, I'm taking it back. Says the Chem de Shloima like this. He's also going to answer the kasha that the Tzais and Dar Acharonim asked, why Tzais waited till the end of the Gemara to ask the question, but he's going to answer it in a novel way. He says, Matana al-Manas l'Hachzir is really not a full gift. Because you plan to take it back. But really, you're trying to do it tonight. It's because if you would have expressed with Kfeilus, Negadim, Neiruve, and all the Ilgas Tanoim, you're stipulating that if you never give it back, it wasn't a gift. And in aggregate, that either may not fully be a gift or a maskana, it's good enough to be a gift. But what you're doing is you're qualifying or constricting your original attempt to give a gift. Says the Chem de Shloima, look at the Mark. Heilach manazu al manas shtachzir reili. Let's say it's not a good tanai. But let me ask you, what was the giver trying to do? You're right, I failed. I didn't learn Hilchas Tanoim. I thought we possibly like the Ramban or the Rambam. I didn't know what I was doing. And according to Tosfos, I blew it. I accidentally did not express the Tanai in a cogent fashion to suffice for Hilchas Tanoim. So the Tanai is bottle. Yeah, but did I relinquish my bialis? I'm trying to constrict my gift. You can't take away my business card without me giving it. Says Chem de Shloima, it's still a matan al manas l'hachzir. You're right, the Tanai is not a good Tanai. But it may not be a full matana. On the tzad that matana al-manas l'hachzer, where it's a successful tanai, achieve something that's not a full matana, if you go with the half-minute gemara, then even though I blew the tanai, you don't say tanai batel ma'isa kayan. There's no ma'isa. I'm not willing to lose it. Then you can't take it away because I don't know the rules that I lose my business card. I did it wrong. But the sum total of my das was only to give you something minimal. What's a maskana? Shmei bailis, shmei matana. Even had the tanai worked, and if you don't give it back to me, you're in trouble. The whole thing gets undone. But that's called you're the owner. A diminished bialis, let's say, but it's good enough. Oy bazoy. So even without the tanai, but I gave you something. If even though the tanai is a successful tanai and a meaningful tanai, but owning it in that limited fashion suffices, then you're called the owner. Now, let's take a couple of moments and dig a little more deeply into how Tanai works, and then use the Chem de Shloima to answer the three questions we asked according to the Tzais. First, just to show you where we see this expressed, the Chem de Shloima's answer itself, we can ask our original Chakira. If Shmei Matana, did the Chem de Shloima mean that at the end of the day, even though I constricted my gift and I limited it to a Tanai, but maybe we see the Tanai as Tanai Milsach Riti, it's a Lashon of Rishonim, we say that you're right, I want it back. But we look at it as a full gift. Until you give it back, it never flips back on its own, according to the Chumash Lehman. So until you give it back, it's totally yours. And even though I attached the string, we don't see that string as a real string. It's a full bias. Maybe that's a maskana, or no. We say we do look at the total picture in terms of me wanting it back. And it's only a 6.4 on a scale of 1 to 10. But 6.4 is enough. We could clear this chakir in the Chumash Lehman Alein, and the truth is, we find this expressed. The Goyen says, the Gra says in Shulchan Aruch, Hilchos Pidyon HaBen. Why does Matanos HaHachzer work? Says the Goyen, you know why? You made a tanai to give it back to me. It doesn't matter. It's like making a tanai, you'll go eat at Shuli Halpert's house. You're right. The tanai is that you have to take it with your hand and put it back in my hand. But we don't look at it that way. We say, tanai mol sakriti. We say, I gave it to you, it's a full gift. Until you choose to give it back, it'll always be yours. Yes, if you don't go eat at Shuli's house two bowls of chol, it won't be yours. But that's incidental to the kinyan. That's one way of looking at it. The other way, the Tzais brings a Rabbeinu Avigdor. The Tzais wants Rabbeinu Avigdor, says that Rabbeinu Avigdor is saying what he says, but the Rabbeinu Avigdor that he quotes, one could interpret differently. The Rabbeinu Avigdor says what this gentleman said, Matana al-Sahasar is a kinyan lizman. It's a temporary thing. It's not a full bialis. That's what he says. Parenthetically, to answer your question, is a good time to answer it now. What says Rabbeinu Avigdor, maybe it's just a shoyl. I mean, at the end of the day, you can't keep it. You can only hold it for a little while. So what is the difference? One difference will be, in Kamei Rishonim, a shoyl is chayv on einsim. A matanos hachzer is putter, but there's a logic to it, a fascinating logic to this. If I lend you my pen, you know why you're chayv on einsim? Because I didn't charge you, I'm an awfully nice guy, and it's always my pen, it's never going to be yours, and I let you use my, you're getting all that I know, you're using my thing, you're on the hook. But if I make it yours for 5 minutes, and it breaks, it broke while it was yours. Just like we said by Akarecha, you could use, you could burn it. So then you're putter in einsim. So you're right. A kinyan lizman, this is not like the Tzai says where it'll flip back on its own. We're going with the Chemda Shleima. You'll have to give it back. But when Rabbeinu Avigdor calls it a kinyan lizman, what he means is it's a diminished violence. It's a 6.4. At the end of the day, you're not a 10. You're only 6.4. Because anything you're going to have to give back is not really yours. Not like the Goyen that says we just ignore the Tanai. And you're the full violence. Rabbeinu Avigdor says, Shmei Matana. A kinyan lizman, even though you can't keep it forever, because if you never fulfill the tanai, then the whole thing is undone meikara. But that's good enough to be the bialim. But one, you ask, so yeah, contrast, right, seicher. Right. So I'm just saying it's similar by shoyel. What? Whatever din and seicher will be based on again the relationship that he's paying for that and off at that time. What exactly? In other words, it'll have different gedarim, but in shoyel it's easier to illustrate because you'll be bamish pater.
Seems like you have to take it to
Pekodim. I'm sorry?
Take it to
Pekodim. Right, that's what Rabbeinu Avigdor actually asked. What's the difference between this and the Pekodim? Mm-hmm. The Rush talks about it too, the Tosfos Rid.
Ask you to take it to Pekodim, and then the Pekodim shall mostly
own it. Say that again.
If you say, a person gives, well, gives not an Esther, but something else. He says, Matal Manas or Hafsir or something else.
Right.
And he takes from the person he's
giving. In case you don't give it back, I'll take a Pekodim. Okay. So how will that help me?
If he doesn't give it back,
True, but still, even in the case of it's not an apoytiki, it's just a mashkin, you mean, not a pekodin, a mashkin. But in the case of a mashkin, right, but you didn't make an apoytiki, you didn't designate that that's lechatchila where you want to be goyva, you don't want the talis, you'd rather get the thing back. So our diyun of what the halacha is, how do we, in the legal halachic existentialism of what it is, we still probably have to sweat that started, is it a matana or not? Whether or not I'm holding the talis.
You don't give it back in 30 minutes.
I'm going to take the talis. But right now, during the 30 minutes, do we gauge that as sufficient for bialis or not? That will still be an issue, won't it? Because I'm planning to get that back. I mean, you're right, I have a backup. So let's now go for a moment and try to analyze Tanai in a little more depth. And in doing so, we'll have a better understanding, I think, of the Chemda Shleima. We'll answer those three questions we asked on the Tzais, and we'll move on to our next topic. I'm going to suggest now two seemingly opposite descriptions of how a Tanai works, and really this dichotomy, when it forms a cohesive whole, is the underpinning of what the two Tzadim are, Shmei Matana and Lo Shmei Matana, according to the way we're learning now. There's one lashon we're trying to mention before. Tanai mil sachriti. Tanai mil sachriti means that even though I said, let's say I said, Hariyah mekudeshes li amanas, that
your mother never bothers me about eating too much. I didn't eat enough when I go to my shvigar's house. Doesn't sound too reasonable. That's not going to happen. Almanas. So I made it tonight. So tonight mosachriti means I was mekadesher and she's mekadeshes, and we look at it 1,000,000% glat with the full das and rutzen. Everything is good. There's a zaytik issue that if my shvigar really bothers me, it's going to undo this whole thing. But it's there's a vulnerability that's really potential in the kinyan, but the kinyan's whole and healthy and wholesome and glat and it's strong. If that vulnerability is never exercised or manifest, we're fine. And we look at it as totally incidental. There's another language, another issue, where we say that whenever you use a tanai, the Briskrov's Lashon, the kinyan is chal ala tanai. The tanai is be'etzem in the kinyan. It's right there, integral to the kinyan. Sounds a little bit like these are two contradictory phrases. Explain them for a minute, and I think we'll see that they work together well. There's a question, Rav Achber, Rav Shimon, I looked for it to get the exact language. The way the Shiva Bisrael said it, the way at least I interpret it, I could easily be wrong, especially on this. I believe that they both say it, Rav Shimon, Rav Achber, but don't hold me to it. When we were little, we always asked, Hariat Mekudeshes Li, Amanas Meshvigar doesn't drive me crazy. So why do I have to learn that from Negadim Neiruvain, Taisa says, and Tzai Kafel, Hankayim Lalav? Why do I need conditions? I'm the master of the chalois. I'm Baruch Hashem of sound mind, and I don't want my shvigar pestering me about how much I did or didn't eat. So I'm going to now use my own faculties and say, listen, on the contingency that she's nice to me, Hariyah Mekudeshes, but if I find out in 2 weeks that she complains constantly he doesn't eat, I'm eating 14 courses, he never eats, why doesn't eat, and he gains weight, can you imagine? But you can't win. If that happens to me, Then I never had das to make this chalais. Then this is I'm right now when I make the chalais, I'm dividing my mind. I only want to marry you based on contingency A. If contingency B happens, I never had das. I don't want it. I'm not interested. Shouldn't be chal. I've asked this question in shir since I'm 10.
But that's not tonight.
You're absolutely right. Let me try to express how Rabbi Achbar says it's not.
It doesn't work in chalitza.
Correct. Well, tonight won't work with chal because there's no shlichus of chalitza. So that's a separate can of worms. But that is where Shimon talks about it. Why am I wrong? That's my question. I know that this is wrong because you need Hilchos Tanan, but why? That's what we're looking for. So Rav Achbar, according to the way I heard it from Rav Yisrael, Rav Achbar puts it like this. If I want to marry a woman, I make a chalais. The Torah empowers me to make a chalais. It's abracadabra, right? I am given the power with my language based on my understanding to create halachic existentialism. She's now going to be an HSH. But there's something called asmachta loikanya. If someone goes and bets on the Jets game, and the Jets are playing, I don't know what type of team it is, but they're playing. And guy says, I'll give you $1,000,000 if the Jets lose. He doesn't want to give away $1,000,000. He's betting that quarterback is going to hit that guy in the end zone before the buzzer and he's going to win. So the Torah says that's not enough das that he has to give that money. Because he's hanging on a hope. So if I say, Hariyah Mekudeshes Li, Almanasa, my shvigar, treats me even better than my mother. Well, then there's part of me that thinks that this marriage is not going to happen. Because there's part of me that realizes that there's a contingency out there. That means that the chalais won't be chal, even if my shvigar treats me like a king. Even if the tanai works, but the chalais doesn't work. You need a gemiras das. You need to know totally, Rabbi Akbar said this way, you've got to want to marry that woman no matter what the shvigar does. Even when you make the tanai. You've got to want the thing on all the possible contingencies because otherwise it's not chal no matter what contingency happens. You're basing your chalois on a future event. Recognize, if you will, that a lot of times Gemara uses amanas and not tanai at all. Let's say, Hariyah Mekudeshes amanas shat kahenes or sheyesh lach $1,000,000 in the bank. That's not a future tanai. I'm just stipulating why I'm only marrying you because I expect that something exists already. That's not. Tanai is a future contingency. So if I say, Almanasa, my shvigar, when I go to Toronto, treats me special, and she does, still not going to help if I'm trying to divide my own das that I only wanted on one side. Because then it's not smachlit. My das is never enough to make the kinyan. Says Rav Achbar, Tanai is a whole different thing. Tanai milsa achriti. What does that mean? It means
I want it no matter what. She can beat me with a stick. I don't care what happens. I want to get married. I want it all the tzadim. But I said the magic words. I said, Al manas hein kadam lav. I have a whole formula written out here. They spelled it out for me. I spoke it out. And that means that this chalais is vulnerable. That in 2 weeks from now, she's mean. That can be a laser that will detonate this chalais. Lema freya, and we were never married. That's what a tanai is. It's magic. It's legislated magic. But it's not because I chose to divide my das and hang my hopes on one side, because the whole thing won't work. It's a gzeres hakasev that works when it meets the proper conditions, and it blows apart the kinyan lemafreya as a mosachriti. Now, that's one side of the equation. The other side, Rizgav talks something like this. Let's say I abrogate the natural chiyuvim of marriage. I try to create a chalais where the Torah says I'm obligated, but I'm going to say only if I don't get the obligation. So, but how does that exist? In what way can I go into the DNA of a Kenyan and start stirring around and mixing how it's going to be chal? Lule the chiddush of Masla Mashakasav B'Torah. Let's say you could be Masla Mashakasav B'Torah. In fact, Mr. Rav, you want her to be Michael, let her be Michael. But a Kiddushin, the Torah says when you do Kiddushin, you owe these things, and that's what it is. You can't go make up a civil marriage out of it. It is what it is. That's what it does. You get married, you owe her things. It says, that's why it's called a Tanai. This is a rare case. This is not the Tanai of a contingency of what will happen later. It's using the word Tanai, and it has to be B'nai Gadim, B'nai Ruvain, but in a little different sense. What it means is, if I want to get into a Kenyan, the fact that my shvigar's being nice to me or not nice to me is going to blow up this thing. It's milsachriti. But the vulnerability is right here in the chalais. If I didn't speak it out when I made the chalais, when did the marriage occur? Not when she's nice to me tomorrow. The chalais is all now. But the vulnerability, it's right in the integral DNA of that chalais. Otherwise, nobody can shoot down. You can, oh, I don't want the guy to be married. So 2 weeks later, I'll say, boom, it's not a marriage. You can't do that. The Kenyan has to have the vulnerability in it. The breaking of the Kenyan is a milsachriti. Says the Brisk Rav, Matmash Kazab Torah is because a Tanai can go right into a chalais. You have the kayach to effect what takes place, what transpires in the chalais. The only kayach you have that the Torah endowed you with, that's called Tanai. If you use this magic formula, you can get in there and start playing with how the thing is chal. Now, what did the Chaim de Shloima say? Shmei Matana. It is a Matana. How is it a Matana? I didn't want to relinquish it. Well, depends how you look at it. If it's a Milsach Riti and Gansen says a Vilna Goyen, we view it because it's extraneous. So who cares? He said, give it back. He said, go to Shuli's house and eat shalom. It's not just what you said. That's a Tanai that's outside of the Chalais. The mindset said, the full Matana, you own it 1,000% right now. You're the Bialim. That's one way to look at Shmei Matana. The other side of our Hakira, and I'm expressing it now, like I'm is to go and say, no. In order for whether you ate that shalom or not to work, I had to start muttering in the DNA of the chalais. Oy bazoy, the fact that you have to give it back to me, that lies latent right in here. It's in the chalais. You're right, it's zaitig. It can only blow it up from the side. But it's somewhere hiding in the code that we wrote to make this program run. Oy bazoy, that's a shvach abayis. Says Rabbeinu Avigdor, that's called a kinyan lezman. You're right, you don't have to turn around and decide to give it to me, make a kinyan, cut and won't work. Comes Lame is saying, you need a fucking, but that's not real. It's a diminished bias. It's only temporary, because at the end of the day, it's got a vulnerability, and the particular nature of the code that's hidden in this chalais is giving back. It's not going to someone's house to eat. It's handing it back. So you're not going to own it forever, and that's integral. So now, we asked on the tzais, truma. Truma is still a little tricky. Rabbi Yisrael said, like, as I went back to him, it's been years since I said this year, I wanted him to flesh this out again. When I give it to you as a kayan, and I say, I'm an asla haxer, you don't have to take it. I can try another kayan. But you are the bailim. If I say I'm an asla haxer and you don't give it back, it is yours. You can tuck fe kayan and mitzian. But you don't want to do that. You're a nice guy. You don't want to be tuck if it. Dine shemayim, that's not so proper. You want to get it the right way. But if you accept the gift and you agree to give it back, and in halacha you're called the owner, similar to Rabbi Cheskel said, it's a matana, you own it. I was yotze. You could keep the truma for a week. It's worth $100. You're going to get about $10 out of it, and you're going to have to give it back? That's true, but you were Michael. You chose to accept that. It's good enough that it's called yours enough that I gave up what's yours. if you agree to accept it at a diminished level. By Kiddushin, if I'm trying to be Mekadosher with the Rambam, the way they learn the Rambam, the Hanoas HaKesef, to really own it, that was the issue. It's diminished in Rabbeinu Avigdor, isn't it? So, she's getting it. The fact she has to give it back, the Goyim will say, is I think no problem. According to Rabbeinu Avigdor, there was an issue here. She's not really getting the Hanoas HaKesef, is she? Until we decide Shmei Matana, she really is getting the Gantz HaGantzkeit in a little diminished fashion, but it's enough to be called she's getting it. Now, what about the Lashon HaGemara? This is Matana B'Slachsa. This is not Kinyan L'Zman. You're right that the way Rabbeinu Avigdor teaches it up at the end, that it blinds a Kinyan L'Zman. But here it's the Tanai that makes it a Kinyan L'Zman. It's a real, live, healthy, meeting all the conditions. Tanai, that's what's going on. And the Nidain is Shmei Matana or not. So when we go back to Esrog, or we go back to Matanas Levyonim, Esrog, the Chem Shleimer, they're not going to work for a cotton because you have to hand it back. So that's the only way you're going to do with the tzais is the tzais. Matanas Levyonim, I'm agreeing with you, there's a technicality here that's hard to hear, and I'm not making it much better. However, if I give the guy this roll and Danish and coffee, and he's going to have to give me back, let's say, money, but he's not a shoyl, he's not chayv and he owns it. Someone in Shir asked me, what if the whole hanah of having it for an hour is not worth a pruto or a maxis or shekel, whatever the number, that I don't know. But if it's a nice full meal and he's got a week to pay it back, to return it, so I could hear. Maisa, he has to choose to give it back. You're right, if he doesn't choose to give it back, the whole thing is irup and he never got it, then we're all cooked. But if he gives it back, he owned it for a week, he was nana, he was satiated, he took the money, he went to, I don't care what he did with it. But Lamaisa, he got a matana, it's a real matana. You're right, in the tzais you could say it too. But in the tzais, a little harder to hear, because it does flip back. So maybe he got, like you said, the value of keeping it for a day, an hour, a week, whatever it is. Like you said, we have to start judging how much that is. But in the Chemda Shleim, it's much easier to hear. It's totally, totally is. Either like the Goyen, because the tzais is Stam Zaitik, so you hear it very clear. It's his and Gansin. Or even like the Rebbeinu Avigdor, it's his in a diminished way, but he agreed to accept it. And the diminished value of this thing is like it meets. Someone told me Rabbi Asher said 50 shekel. I don't know where the number comes from. In Lakewood, they always say, or Fort Shimer says, bagel nash breakfast special. It's $1.25. You get a coffee, a bagel, and eggs, whatever it is. That's a meal, and you're good to go. So whatever that number is, you may have to achieve the number based on. I wanted to say a little bit about Gada before the time goes out, if you'll allow me. We learn today Parshas Para. I say in the name of my Rashiva, Rav Yonasan David Shlita, to the Rashiva Pachad Yitzchak, I try very hard to be faithful to what he said and the meaning of what he said. I'm not capable of fully understanding anything that he says, so there's a limitation there. I try very hard. Parshas Para is a achana for Nisan because we need Tyra to bring the carbon. But perhaps a little bit more depth in the connection between the two. Secondly, we always talk about Yetzias Mitzrayim in frame of reference of Zechira. Zechir Yetzias Mitzrayim. Zechir Yetzias Mitzrayim. Zochar Sayyayim HaZeh Shaitzasam in Mitzrayim. What's the connection? And thirdly, the Ramah says you're supposed to mention Eliyahu HaNavi on Mitzray Shabbos. Why don't we invite Eliyahu to the Seder? Where does it say in the Haggadah something? What's the connection to the Eliyahu HaNavi and the night of Pesach? So the Rashiva said like this, that let's first look a moment briefly. Eliyahu HaNavi Zachar LaToiv. Zechira, it says Teku, Eliyahu is going to come and return all that was forgotten. Because the Rashiva said over from the Pachitza Zatzal that when Xeris Misa was meted out on the Adam, it wasn't just that a person, Rachman Hassan, has to die. Everything in the Bria, wood decays and metal rusts and flowers wilt, there's Xeris Miso on everything that was designed to serve the Adam who was made to live forever, and everything's Nichla. The Misas Hadas is called Shikha. It's the Xeris Miso on the consciousness of a human being. That's what Shikha is. Eliyahu HaNavi Loitam Misu Kvura. Eliyahu HaNavi Zachar LaToiv is a Shliach V'Tchias HaMesim. So no one ever said die in Emes on him, and he never died, and his Das is in the same state. He never forgot. So when Mashiach comes, the Rambam says, you can't ask a Navi when Mashiach comes, teach me, because Loi B'Shamayim. So Brisk Rav says, where are you going to get some of it? That's him. Eliyahu Navi is going to bring it back, because Eliyahu Navi didn't forget it. Like Toa Misa Ukvur, there's no Misa Saguf, there's no Misa Sadas. So Eliyahu Navi and Zechira, Zachar LaToiv, always go together. Now, When we talk about Emuna, the Chag of Emuna, the Pachaditz Lagash, the Rambam says that when you hire someone to be a Shliach Bezdin to give Malkus, there are two conditions, Gemara Malkus. To Shishay Kayach, he has to be weak, he can't overdo the. And Yisere Mada, overly intelligent, overly perceptive. So yes, weakness, I mean, that's a physical thing, but who cares as far? Get one of those automatic, what do they call it, the batting cages. Get one of the arm that swings, calibrate, you don't want it too hard, do it softly. But what do you need to seichel? Explain that the Rebbeinu created a world for the purpose of manifesting chesed. The idea of din, of discipline, of challenge, of tzara, is only a way to enhance the chesed. As if he just rained it on us without earning it, it would be an amida kisufa, we wouldn't feel the enjoyment. So there has to be an obstacle course. But that's a subset of chesed. Oy bazoy, when someone is a shliach of Bezdin, that's Bezdin that are smuchim, that means they're shliach of Moshe Rabbeinu, shliach of Hashem. He's a shliach from Hashem to give discipline. He has to know that what he's doing is chesed. Because if he's doing it in a punitive or an angry or a mean way, he's not a shliach. The Rebbeinu Shlom doesn't have punitive, angry, mean, he only has chesed. Someone I know, a Talmud Chacham, wrote the Rishiva a letter when he heard this and asked, is it in a classroom, will this make a difference? If I'm angry at a student or as a father at a child, will my knowledge of Yisere Mada, you have to be perceptive when meeting out the din? Shiva answered, absolutely. Makes all the difference in the world. Because when you know that you're acting out of chesed, then the person who receives it feels chesed. They don't rebel. I'm paraphrasing how the Shiva answered, but that was, I think, the gist of it. Coming back to our questions, we asked Parshas Paro, what is Geulas Mitzrayim? Geulas Mitzrayim is the emergence, La'avira Olam, of the Adam of Tchias HaMesim. Leil Tesvav HaChatzos was born the Atem Kriyam Adam, Klal Yisrael that's destined to bring the world back to its state of an Adam that lives forever. That is the Taich of Geula. Geula is the Yitzia La'avira Olam of that Adam. So obviously, Paro, which removes the vestiges of the impact that death leaves when someone comes in contact with it, that's a predicate to reaching that stage of the Leida of the Adam that supersedes, that overcomes Misa, the Adam of Tchias HaMesim. Secondly, when we asked Zechira, we said, Yitzias Mitzrayim. Well, if Zechira is the chias of the Das, then of course it goes with the moment of the birth. The Das is the Adam Sheba Adam. It's the spitz of the Adam. If we're talking about the birth of the Adam that has the real chias, the Chayim Nitzchiyim, so the chias of his Das is Zechira, is a fundamental part of who that Adam is. So naturally, Yitzias Mitzrayim, that Geula, and Zechira will always go hand in hand. And thirdly, Eliyahu Hanavi is the shliach. It's his job to bring about Tchias HaMesim, to make it actual, to bring it up to the surface. So naturally, at the Leil Tesvav, when we were there in Mitzrayim, it was daylight. It was Tchias HaMesim. We would never have died again. Until the morning with the Erev Rav, that's when the problems came. Leil Tesvav was Geula. It was Geula Hasida. It was Kimetzescha Me'eretz Mitzrayim around the fly. So the Geula Hasida will be patterned on Leil Tesvav. But at that moment, at that night, the Oire Shel Elio, as the Pachad Yitzchak said, is Merachav Olam, because this is Elio's moment. So of course you have to invite him to the Seder. That's the nature of Elio's Shlichus. So I close with this thought. Rashiva once said that the Nefesh HaChaim brings from a Kaddish Elion, that if a person divests himself of his engagement in the superficialities and picayune things of day-to-day life, and he elevates his outlook to something that's eternal and meaningful, he can be zoiched to a zechira neflah. That's what the Nefesh HaChaim brings from a Kaddish Elyon. Meaning, what we call, do you have a good memory or a bad memory? He can be zoiched to, why is that so? So Shiva explained, the Pachad Yitzchak said that the only way to live today is with self-deception. If a person could chalila see in front of him death, if he would see his own demise, but literally before his eyes, he would have no energy to lift a hand or foot. He would not be able to live. Because death is so much the antithesis of life, the person would lose all energy. So how does he live? In self-deception. He forgets. So shikha is built into survival. That's only if a person's living an Olam Hazadik life. But a life of Tchias HaMesim, a life of recognition that we lay in this morning, Zoyis HaTorah, Adam Ki Yomus Ba'oyom. Torah is Nikne B'mishamemis Atzma Yoleh. It doesn't mean jumping off a roof. It means less kashmias, less attachment to the iPhone and the text and the Olam Hazadik things. When a person with a Kinyan Chalipin exchanges his attachment to Olam Hazeh for an attachment to a Tchias HaMesim Dika life, then he needs no forgetting at all. Then he doesn't need, in order to survive, shikha of Misa, because he's actually elevated himself beyond Misa. So when we talk about the lesson to be learned from Parshas Para and the hachana of coming to a Zman of Geula, I say something, I close with this, that I did not hear the Rishiva say, but I found it fascinating. This Fasema says that he saw in a Maral. The Maral says that everything the Klal Yisrael achieves is based on the chayrus of Leil Tezvav. And the more every individual understands that the liberty he has to function and to thrive is rooted in how much he attaches himself to Klal Yisrael at that moment of Leil Tezvav, and is a part of that revelation of the chayrus mimalach hamavis, of ein ben chayrin al misha oisek b'toyra, of living a life of tchias amazim dekamench, the more one attaches oneself, says the Shvasemis, he can be zoicha in his own Mitzrayim and the constriction, the Mitzara, Mitzaras that he has, to his own Yitziyah. So if, and my bracha is that we be zoicha, here we are, the world's out doing I don't know what, nor do I want to know what, and we're attaching ourselves to an elevated view. And the more we do that and we exchange the day-to-day things for the meaningful, for the ruchnis, for the Torah, that Adam whose name is Atmai by Hela Shal Torah can be zoicha not to need to drink to forget, but to be zoicha to live life to the fullest, and to be zoicha to a cheres and a kinyan olam in a way that can release us from the challenges and problems that we all have. May we be zoicha to such a geula through our dveikus and ein ben chayim b'sha oisek b'toyra. ונוכל שם מנצבחם ומנצחם במהר ומנה אומר.